Are you ready to find, hone, and use your own voice in creative ways to share your story? Welcome to A Mad Vox, a podcast that gives you tools to do just that. I'm your host, Madeline Wright. You ready to make your inner kid proud? Let's begin.
Hello, and welcome back to A Mad Vox podcast, NaNoWriMo edition. This is the 28th day of NaNoWriMo, and I would like to talk about an important part of the creative process for NaNoWriMo. It's one thing to create your new story, but it's also important to capture the moment of the behind-the-scenes creative process as well, even if only for yourself to look back on one day. Why? Why, I'm glad you asked. Because it's something that you can and should be proud of doing. You wrote a novel in a month. With all of the other things going on in your life, you now have this newly fleshed out draft that didn't exist last month. That is definitely something to remember. And now, here are some tips on how to capture your creative moments. Number one, take a screenshot of your current progress on NaNoWriMo.org. Click onto your stats view and capture that graph, as well as the list of your average word count and your words per day, etc. Of course, it's good to have a photo of the finish line as well, and there are lots of things to download and see once you validate it. However, don't discount the work in progress moments, as that is what makes up the majority of your time in achieving your first draft word count goal. Number two, if you're going to one last in-person write-in this week, remember to take a photo with your writing group or have someone take a photo of you in your best writing pose. Number three, look back at your progress this month and write down or record how you felt doing NaNoWriMo. Take a moment to write down a few things you've learned about yourself during this challenge. Number four, be sure to congratulate the writers that you've connected with throughout the last month. This can include those on your buddy list, in your home region, or in a Facebook group, IRC channel, or other online groups where you found support while you've been writing your novel this month. You can stay in touch with them throughout the year and form groups to help each other with next steps beyond NaNoWriMo. I'm curious to know what you've done to capture your moments of NaNoWriMo this year. Have you taken a photo at a write-in, a screenshot of your writing stats, or made a video? Let me know. Leave a comment on this episode's show notes page at podcast.amadvox.com. For reference, this is episode 28. You can also tweet at amadvox on Twitter or use the hashtag amadvox, and I'll check it out. I'm happy to say that
someone we know
has recently crossed the 50,000 word mark for this year. And I will not be lacking in creative things to work on during December and beyond. After this month, if you're so inclined, you'll be able to continue work on improving your story and getting it ready to share with all who are waiting to read your story. And with your moments captured, now you'll have something else to remember your experience doing NaNoWriMo. That's all for today. In my next episode, I'll share an update about what's next for A Mad Vox. Until then, please make sure that you're subscribed in your favorite podcatcher. Thank you so much for listening and for being a part of capturing and sharing in these moments. I'll see you tomorrow.
You just heard A Mad Vox. I am one voice, but I know that you're out there too, waiting to use yours. Let's connect at podcast.amadvox.com. Follow A Mad Vox on Twitter and Instagram. And until next time, make something to capture your moment.